It's the Escape Artist Podcast at DonkeyJawProjects.com, hosted by yours truly, Marshall Couture, also known as Black.
We make, relate, create, it's change harness. The soul within the comics and movies that they market. Activating people's imaginations, the target, work the hardest. With passion and heart, it's Escape Artist.
Hello, what's up everybody? This is Marshall Couture, also known as Plex, and you're listening to the Escape Artist Podcast, hosted by DonkeyJawProjects.com. And today I am driving and hanging out with my boy Will McKenzie. What's going on, Mr. Will?
Nothing much, man. Just looking forward to the con on the way there.
Yeah, we're going to Connecticut Comic Con or something like that.
With two N's, right?
Yeah, Connecticut Comic Con with two N's. They need to. I think they need to come up with a better name because I can never differentiate that from the other one in Connecticut. It's like got a similar name. So,
what is the other one? Is it Comic Con?
It's like
with one N.
It's
Connecticut.
Connecticut. That's what it is. Connecticut. So yeah, I think that actually happened last week or the week before. So it's kind of crazy. And then we have. After this, we're doing this weekend, and then next weekend we'll be in Springfield for BingCon, Springfield, Massachusetts. So, if any of you happen to be in the area, Western Massachusetts area, next Saturday, we'll be doing that, and we'll be tabling there. So that's gonna be fun. So come and say what's up, yo. So yeah. Basically, just wanted to do a little intro type of thing while we're on the way to the convention, and a lot of people are going to be there. We're going to have, I know, like, Michael Vallad, my buddy Michael Vallad, he's going to be there, and a bunch of our friends, Adam Olenta, also known as Illis, he does hip-hop and comic books too, so he's a good buddy of mine, and we'll be hanging, talking, slanging. And trying to think, a lot of other people, like there's some famous people will be there, like artists and stuff. George Perez is gonna be there. That's kind of cool. Well, that's really cool, actually. Might get something signed or whatever, get my left breast nipple signed
if you're lucky,
by George Perez.
It'll be a collector's item.
Sell that junk on eBay with some balloons. So yeah, we're gonna have some fun looking at comics, talking to indie peeps. It's in Bridgeport, Connecticut, this one, and I think this is the first year it's there. It's this has always been a really cool convention, but they usually have it in I think some motel. It's like in a motel lobby. And it's just gotten bigger and bigger every year. And now they're finally expanding it to 3 days, and you know, having it like in an I think it's in like a, what do you call it, like a Athenaeum or something, or I don't know, not stadium, but
arena.
Arena, that's what it is. I couldn't think of the word.
What's it called? It's like
the Webster Bank Webster Arena. Bank. So we'll see how that goes, and that's gonna be fun. And I don't know, is there anything specific you're gonna be looking for at this con? Are you like, you know, have your eye out for anything specifically, Will?
Me? I'm probably gonna be doing some graphic novel digging, some perusing. Trying to stay away from the back issues because I'm trying to get rid of my gigantic comic collection right now, so I'm trying to thin it out.
Yeah, actually, as we drive now, we're
we have
like what is it, like four long boxes in the car,
two short
boxes, and another box of comics too, that we're gonna try to bring up to Connecticut and see if we can sell it to some comic shops or whatever. He's cleaning up some of his collection because he doesn't have as much room as he wants or whatever in his house, and you know.
It's so painful, but you got to do it eventually, I guess, you know?
Yeah, sometimes you gotta get rid of a little bit, but I'm sure he'll keep a decent amount too of his favorites and stuff.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Trust me, this isn't even half of his collection, so he's got lots more. But yeah, so that's what we're gonna be doing, I guess. I guess we can talk a little bit about I was curious, what was the first thing that got you kind of like into comics when you were like younger and stuff?
It's weird. I mean, I think I remember being in stores when I was younger and going into, you know, seeing a comic book rack or whatever. That's my earliest memories of, you know, seeing that spinning, where the old spinning creaky rack, and seeing all the comics. And I remember thinking Incredible Hulk was like the first comic I ever picked up as a kid. And just loving the artwork, you know, just opening it up and just loving the, you know, the action and the color and just, you know, the styles of the art, and trying to do it myself, you know, when I got home, like take my crayons and my pens and pencils and trying to make my own comics, you know. That's where it all started for me, pretty much.
That's awesome. And do you remember like which issue it was or anything?
That I don't remember. I think if anybody remembers old Hulk villains, well, they're not necessarily even really Hulk villains, but they're mutant supervillains, Earthquake and Avalanche. Well, Avalanche and Earthquake are actually, you see them in X-Men a lot down the line, but I think the first one I got was Avalanche and Earthquake versus the Hulk. That was like one of the oldest ones I have.
Sweet, that's cool. And actually, I guess we kind of skipped over this part, but I guess tell everybody like a little bit of what you do, like with your art and stuff, and like just the different stuff that you've been involved with, you know, with the whole kind of geek scene and stuff.
Oh, with me, well, lately the thing I've been doing is I've been making designer toys. So yeah. That's what I've been working on mostly. Just you know, making my own toys, making the molds for them, casting my own parts and pieces, and putting together my own toys. So
yeah, you're actually the one who got me into it.
Yep, spreading the disease. I mean, I do drawing too. I mean, I went to school and stuff for art, and you know, I am self-taught too, but I've kind of fallen back on just doing toys lately.
That's cool. And then you started doing toys when you were doing like the Migos and stuff too.
That's right. Yeah, I've been doing custom Migos now for a long time. Just taking the old Migos from, you know, the 70s and the early 80s, and basically trying to do my own, the figures that Mego never made, you know.
Right. I mean, you guys definitely got to check that out. He's got a website. What's the website called for the Migos?
It's Mackenzie McCustoms, and the McCustoms is with a K, McCustoms, and that's at Blogspot. So it's mackenziemccustoms.blogspot.com. It's kind of a long one.
Yeah, it's a little long, but we'll put a link in the show notes for sure. And you guys definitely go check those out. Really amazing work. I really dig them, and it makes me want to like make some glyph Migos and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd love to see a glyph Migo.
Yeah, definitely. I think it'd be fun. So you make the toys, so that's pretty cool. I'm trying to think of what else. We've actually had Will before on the show, actually going to the same convention. We did the same type of thing, but that was like a couple years ago, so it's kind of doing like a reintroduction thing here and stuff. So, but yeah, we're on our way. Is there anything? Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's about it. I guess I'll talk a little bit about what I'm looking forward to the show. And basically what I'm into is, you know, I really want to talk to some of the indie creators and stuff. You know, connect with, I mean, a lot of these people are like friends of mine. I've started to get to know them because they're, you know, kind of in my local area, Connecticut, Massachusetts area. And so I see them at a lot of shows and stuff. So it's kind of to reconnect with them. Plus, you know, it's always good to go through the back issues. And, you know, I'm going to be looking for some Kirby.
Oh, yeah.
I
take it for the Kirby.
Yep, no doubt. I updated my list for my little Kirby list, and we'll be trying to fill in some of those holes. Also, there's like a lot of indie stuff. I'm always looking for indie stuff, but it's never like, it's always hard to find that stuff. Like, they have all these long boxes full of comics at these shows and stuff, and anytime I try to like ask somebody about like the indie stuff, they're like, don't seem to know where it is or if they have it, or they don't really bring that because you know, they don't probably think it probably won't sell that well compared to like, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be tons of Guardians of the Galaxy stuff, tons of Turtle stuff, you know, because the movies and, you know, anything that has to do with the movies that have been out. So, but, you know, that's all right. I mean, I'll be looking for some stuff, but mostly, I mean, I get really excited to talk to creators and stuff. That's like the most fun part, and connect. And I got my crappy little business cards that I'll be giving to people that they can throw away. So that'll be fun. I actually got to do up some new business cards because these ones don't even have the right site on them anymore. And but at least that site does point to my new site, but still. But yeah. So yeah, pretty much the typical stuff. Looking forward. Also looking forward to see how this convention has expanded, because it's really, it always has been really an awesome show, and it's way bigger this time, and you know, the cosplayers are always fun to watch, and you know, so it's going to be interesting to see how it's grown and if it's successful in a larger venue or not, and so we'll see. From what I hear, they treat creators really well and stuff, so that's awesome. I really want a table here sometime, but the tables were actually pretty expensive. Probably not as expensive as NYC, New York Comic Con, but pretty close. Pretty somewhere around that area. I think it was like $300-$400 or something. So, you know, it's kind of hard to get that going, but you know, we'll see. So yeah, that's about it. I guess we'll update you with a little more info after on the ride home, and yeah, we'll talk to you in a bit. Later.
Peace.
All right, so we came back last night and did our thing. And we didn't record in the car because we were both like really tired and stuff. But so now I'm kind of doing a recording here this morning and Sunday morning, so I can finish this podcast up. And you guys are coming with me while I'm making some scrambled eggs. So, let's see. I need something to scramble these in. Hold up. Alright, eggs are scrambled. How long do eggs last, anyways? I've had these eggs in my refrigerator for probably like 3 months or so. I don't know. They look good to me. We'll find out next week if I die from egg poisoning or something. So, anyways, yeah, the show was cool yesterday. We had fun. Walked around a lot. Did what we said we were gonna do, you know. Talked to indie artists as much as I could. Spent a lot of time doing that. Spent a lot of time. I got to a point where, like, my arms were literally hurting from digging through comics, looking for Kirby issues and stuff like that, and some other newer stuff that is hard to find. But, you know, I got a decent little stack. Excuse me, guys. But, you know, it wasn't huge. I actually held back, surprisingly. I had some extra spending cash, and I didn't even spend it all or anything, so, you know, that was good. You know, I didn't give in to the temptation. I was really curious about maybe going to, I was looking through Keith Giffen's original art. Like, they had, you know how they have these booths where they have, like, boxes and boxes of original art, and I didn't spend a lot of time looking through all the different artists and stuff. I just kind of went over for a couple minutes, and I happened to see Keith Giffen, so I looked through that one. And really amazing stuff. I love how he has different styles he's worked in. He's worked in like you know, the old like trencher style, which is like kind of more like an abstract thing, and he did like a Lobo comic, he did trencher, he did some Shadowhawk with that for Image, and I don't know how where else he used that style, but it's really cool, like a contour line style, really, and really exaggerated, almost cartoony, but still kind of realistic. So that was really cool. So I really like that style, but I also like he did an Omax series for DC 52. I don't know, I think it was earlier last year or something. And really cool, like almost like an updated new type of Kirby-esque style. Kind of mixing that exaggerated style with that almost in some ways, but it's really amazing. And there was like this double page spread there with like Frankenstein and Omac, which was freaking awesome. And I'm like, oh man. And then I was talking to Michael Vlad, and I was like, I wonder how much stuff, like, you know, these pages go for. And he's like, well, so for some of the trencher stuff, it's not really that popular. I mean, everybody knows about it, but it's not like, you know, Batman, you know, Superman, X-Men type stuff. So he's like, it might even go for like 50 to 100. And I'm like, oh man, don't tempt me. I would love to get some sweet Keith Giffen, like a sweet Keith Giffen page or something. So I was tempted as I was walking out of the show to go find out how much those would cost, but I veered towards the exit instead. So I'm kind of glad, and I'm kind of like, I don't know if I missed an opportunity all at the same time, but I don't know. I don't really have that kind of money to be putting down on stuff. I would have been like definitely having a little buyer's remorse, even though I would have been happy to have had it. So I don't know. Maybe another time. I would love to start collecting, you know, some art, you know, some comic art, book art. You know, there's a lot of artists that aren't so popular that their pages are probably super expensive, that I would love to, you know, grab some of their art. I mean, even if you aren't that good, but you're like professional level, I'd like to have some of your art. Like, I'm not super picky. I don't need, you know, although I would love, you know, but I don't need like Jim Lee or like, you know, a Jack Kirby piece. Man, I would love a Jack Kirby piece, but those things, I can't imagine how much those would be. But anyway, yeah, so I had fun looking at that stuff. Got a bunch of Kirby books, like, I don't know, maybe a total of 10 Kirby books. Some of them were cheap. I got a bunch of stuff from the quarter bin. I found a bunch of Battle Angel Alita, which I like that's like my favorite manga series, so that was really cool. And yeah, just some random stuff. I got some stuff from, you know, independent creators. I got some mini comics from Rachel Ordway, which I've never seen her around, but she's like a really young girl, and you know, she had a bunch of mini comics and stuff. There's this one like sketchbook thing. It's called Robots Appreciating Nature. That's really fun. I love it. Looks like her, let's see if I can find her website on here. I'll definitely link it, but it looks like, oh, she's got rachelordway.com. So it's RachelOrdway. I can't say letters. And I got some other mini comics from her. I grabbed a couple stickers from Rat Bastard, the guy who does Rat Bastard.
And he didn't have an issue 2 out, unfortunately. Cleef Galbraith. Talked to him for a while. That was really cool. He's Rat Bastard 1 is really cool. Like, kind of definitely an underground style comic. It's actually a reboot of a series he, you know, used to run. And I guess he went up to like 6 issues back, like, I don't know, years and years ago. And he kind of rebooted it. But he's been working on creating other East Coast conventions and stuff. So he hasn't really had a lot of time to work on the book, I guess. But yeah, there's, I think his convention is in New Jersey. So one day, maybe, hopefully I'll check that out. I'll have a chance to. But he was really nice and was a, you know, hung out and talked for a while with him. And then last but not least, there's this dude, let's see, what's the guy's name? I'm looking through the comic now. Well, anyways, there's this cool book, and I'll put the link when I find it, called Junk Food Fighter. And the cover is, like, really well done. The colors look great. The art looks great. Kind of a brush style art. And, yeah, really cool. The artwork inside is just as cool. But it's not colored, but it's, you know, it's definitely really good work. So I can't wait to read that. Junk Food Fighter, I'm going to be checking that out. I think it's a one-off, too, which is really cool. So, yeah, hopefully I get to read these today, maybe even. So I checked out a lot of stuff that I thought was really cool. It was kind of weird, the whole thing. It was done within, like, a hockey arena type of setting. You know, everything was in the middle, and then out on the outer sides were the vendors, you know, where you usually get your beer and your food and concessions and whatnot. You know, they had other vendors there too, and artist area in one spot, and then just along the edges they had a lot of other people. Mike Vlad was over along the edges. Adam Illis Walenta was over in the artist section. You know, Nick Palazzo, I see him at all these conventions. He's a really cool, like, underground artist. He uses inks and watercolors a lot, which I love that combination, and I want to do more with that. I've always loved that combination. So, you know, his stuff was really cool. You know what, there was this other person who was doing these, like, you know, those, like, square painting palettes, I guess, that you can buy at the store. They're, like, really kind of chunky, and they're small, maybe like 2 by 2 inches or maybe more, 3 by 3 or something. Like, he had a bunch of those, and I should have looked more into it. I definitely took a nice glance once at least, and I think the paintings were like $20, and I wasn't really interested in putting down that much for that, but they were definitely worth it. I mean, these were good paintings, and it was another, like, watercolor style type of thing with inks, and it was just all original stuff, like these robots and crazy creatures and stuff, and it was really cool. I dug it a lot. So hopefully I'll see him at another convention and I'll be able to talk to him more. Like I said, this convention was kind of weird the way it was laid out. You know, some of the people I talked to said that, you know, it was pretty expensive to table there. And they were worried about making back their table fees, and there's definitely a lot of traffic, so that was really cool. But I don't know. It's there's so many factors, and you never know what will sell and what won't sell. And I kind of feel bad for a couple people I talked to who said they weren't doing so well with their sales, and, you know, they're good friends of mine and stuff. So I'm like, that's really too bad. I want to, you know, I obviously want to see them succeed and stuff. But, I don't know, today they're doing another, the last day, so maybe things will turn around. I'm hoping for that to happen, so there's that. So, yeah, overall, though, I dug the show. The thing is it was, like, when it was really busy, it was really cramped. Like, the way they had
the layout, like, some of the, it seemed like the vendors were a little too close to each other, like, especially within the, like, hockey arena area. But maybe it's just because it was so crowded. I don't really know. I feel like maybe if they, like, cut back, like, 10% of the vendors, maybe there would have been more room. But, you know, that wasn't all day, so I guess it wasn't so bad. It was, like, for a good couple hours, like, earlier in the day. And then things died out a little bit, so it wasn't so bad. So I don't know. But when I first got there, I was like, this is too cramped. I don't know if I'm even going to have fun, you know. But, you know, it got better as the day went on. So I don't know. So that was, like, my only, like, little complaint, I guess. But other than that, you know, cool show. I've loved it in the past. And I kind of, like, think I like the hotel setting better. But so we'll see what they do in the future. But I guess the hotel, I was talking to that Rap Bastard guy, Clive, I think his name is. And he said that it's kind of tricky because when you do these conventions, like, they grew so big that now the hotels started charging them more. So it's actually cheaper for them to use this, like, little stadium area because it's a fixed price, because it's like a government thing, I guess. So, you know, that's kind of why they switched over. But, you know, it's just a different setting. It's maybe not so conducive to it. I don't know. So that's kind of sucks. And but, you know, they did a good job. They put on a good show, so I'm cool with that. And looking forward to seeing how it pans out next year. Yeah. So that was cool. And I'll put a link to the convention in the show notes and all that, and some pictures. I didn't take a ton of pictures. You know, I'm always focused more less on taking pictures and more on just talking to artists and stuff. So, you know, that's how that went. But I'll put a couple little pictures in there in the show notes. On the way back, we saw this guy in a pickup truck, and he had, like, a, R2-D2 in his truck, like, you know, some kind of replica that looks just like the real thing, and that was kind of cool. Tied up in the back of his, I'll put a picture, I took a picture, so, but yeah, that's about it, really, with that. So, I guess just a few little updates and stuff. Trying to think. Well, today I woke up, you know, and I started, you know, just kind of waking up, chilling out. I'm like, oh, looking at my Facebook feed and stuff, and I'm like, oh, it looks like people are doing, like, a bunch of my, like, hip-hop buddies are doing, like, this verse a day thing, and I don't know who started it, where it came from, but I'll probably find out soon. But I'm like, that's right up my alley. So I already, like, posted one before I started recording this video, so I'll be doing, like, a rhyme a day. I'm calling it Daily Flow. I might change it to Daily Plague, actually, to go along with my my cruise theme of Plague of Locusts and stuff like that. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I posted one today, and I'll just keep posting them. Not necessarily every day, but, you know, if you're interested in hearing some of my rhymes, it's fun. It's just like a quick little video. You just do like one little verse or something. So, yeah. Let's see. So I'll be doing that. Today I'll be working on my comic. I have, like I said, I have like one page to do left, and I have to do the cover, and I have to go in and do some background stuff and whatnot. So I really got to hunker down on that, because it's only, what, 6 days away till the convention, so I'd really like to get that done, like, today or tomorrow, like, all of that done, and then, that way I can, you know, the printing won't be such a hassle, and I won't be rushing it, and I'll have a little time, because you go to Staples, you never know, you know, that's where I print my stuff right now, you never know if they're gonna have even time to do your book, you know, so you gotta, like, go in a little earlier, so I'll be trying to get that done this week. Hopefully it won't be too much of a hassle. And then BingCon's next week, so I can't wait. I'll put a link in the show notes for that. And Yeah, I guess that's it for now. You know, I'm not, it's kind of a short episode, I know. Sorry about that. But hopefully next week will be a little more robust. But it is Sunday, and I want to put this out, you know, too. So, you know, that's my little review of the convention, the Connecticut Comic Con, Kineticon, it's called. So, yeah. All right, so thanks for listening, watching. And I will talk to you next week on the Escape Artists Podcast. Later.
Background music provided by Mr. Poole. You can find show notes at donkeyjawprojects.com, where you can also sign up for the newsletter. If you'd like to support, go to patreon.com/plex or go to iTunes and leave a review. And thank you so much for listening. Now get your butt out there and make some awesome stuff. It's Escape Artist.